again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Every year, a few days before Christmas, a new crisis seems to materialize, and sure enough, we have a new situation today to report at the North Pole. Here with the latest at North Pole Flight Command is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what seems to be the problem?
Frank, a wild debate has broken out on North Pole social media about candy canes. Experts have checked in, and yet the divisions are deep, and the controversies are real.
Well, what can ever be controversial about candy canes, Crash?
The question seems to be, are candy canes red with white stripes, or are candy canes white with red stripes?
You have got to be kidding me, Crash. What's the answer to this great Christmas mystery?
Well, it's neither, Frank. Both arguments are wrong. According to Elf Bernie Bumstadt, he's a candy master at the North Pole Candy Factory, a candy cane begins as two long pieces of peppermint candy. One is colored red, and the other is colored white. They stretch them out and twist them together, and that's how candy canes are made. A happy marriage of two colors of the same flavor. Mystery solved.
So, why is this considered a crisis?
Well, there's a conspiracy theory going around that Elf Bernie is a lobbyist with the International Candy Cane Association, an organization that's been accused of, well, making candy canes in unacceptable flavors.
Unacceptable flavors. What does that mean?
Well, you know, candy canes that are meatloaf-flavored, broccoli-flavored, things like that.
That's just scandalous, Crash, and extremely wrong. Thanks for sharing that burning crisis with us. From the North Pole, where we stick with the red with white stripes theory in candy canes, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.